morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to make sure everyone has the information they need to get their family game on. And here we are. I am on my way to work. First off, I just want to apologize to my regular listeners. This has been a really just wild summer, and I've struggled a lot with creating content for the daily commute, consistently sticking with a schedule, and some of that has just been that our routine. I really feel like the EFG Daily Commute is really all about routine, and there really hasn't been much routine this summer between all the summer camps and all the stuff like that. So maybe we'll anticipate that. Maybe I'll just take the summer off next year, or maybe switch to once a week. I don't know. We'll figure it out together. But I wanted to come back and chat about some stuff. Really, I was reading a feature on GameInformer.com that really kind of inspired me. Because there were some... because it's an article that I've always wanted to create for Engage Family Gaming, but the reality is, like, list type articles like this really don't, they don't do very well, and they don't really mesh with the overall content that we create. So here we go. I want to talk about the Dynasty Warriors spinoffs that I desperately want to play. GameInformer.com, head on over there. They actually have a list of four that are kind of neat. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, pick one of them to just throw out and talk about very briefly, but, not my idea. So Dynasty Warriors, if you don't know, the series is called, it's a Musou series. And what that is a very specific style of game. They are 3D action games where you are a crazy super warrior and you are fighting against hundreds of enemies, and you're, you know, swinging your weapons around and just like blasting down guys. It started as Dynasty Warriors, which was Romance of the Three Kingdoms era China, which is super cool. It was the way I got introduced to this series was literally, I just wanted a PS2 game where I could just wreck some dudes. I was like, I just want an action game. And I went, and I actually was trying, I went to GameStop at the mall, and I was like, listen, and I was looking for State of Emergency, and State of Emergency was just really bad. And the employee was like, hey, like, what are you really looking for? And I'm like, I just really want to just hit some guys. And he was like, well, how about Dynasty Warriors? And he could not have been more right. Dynasty Warriors, you know, it was exactly what I needed. It was a cool two-player experience. My buddy Craig at the time, he and I played through the game and finished it as every single character that was there. We had our favorites right away. But like, we played through that game and just tore it apart. And ever since then, I've really had a soft spot in my heart for Dynasty Warriors. I think it's a fun experience. It's so goofy. And the spin-offs, specifically Dragon Quest Warriors, Fire Emblem Warriors, Legend of Zelda, you know, Hyrule Warriors, like, these are really cool crossover concepts that have done very well, right? You know, Hyrule Warriors, where there's all these different heroes from Legend of Zelda, and, you know, Link and Linkle and Zelda, and, you know, various villains kind of put into human form. Like, it's such a cool idea, right? Chic. And the idea of just throwing a hero out onto a battlefield with, like, a million enemies. But I think that there are some crossovers that are just too perfect to ignore. And it feels weird to me that they have ignored them so far. So I'm just going to throw out the Musou games that they absolutely need to do. Okay. So I'm going to start with what I think is the absolute biggest, most slam, the biggest slam dunk they could possibly have. It makes perfect sense. It's a great license. It's well-loved. It has a long history. And it would fit perfectly in this action environment, and that is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, okay? If you think about Musou games, and if you don't know the Musou games, look on YouTube. They are fun, they are stupid, and this is all meant to just be one guy or a group of people just running around just fighting a million enemies and then eventually having cool boss battles. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is literally perfect for this. Because the two characteristics, that the one characteristic that goes along with this single character fighting a ton of enemies is the a large list of characters. And the reality is, at this point, the Power Rangers history is so long that they have tons of characters to pull from. You know, they can easily fill a roster with 20 or 30 highlights from Power Rangers history and still have guys waiting in the wings. This is, and beyond that, you know, the iconic villains and iconic monsters, it would be absolutely perfect. So for me, I'm astonished they haven't done it yet, but a Power Rangers Warriors game, just, it's a slam dunk. So whoever needs to get this done, I hope you're listening, get that game done. Because Power Rangers is mainly licensed games anyway, right? So why not link up and get it done? And if they can make a Gundam Warriors game, or several of them, with Gundam suits, or mobile suits, or whatever they are, I think they can manage Power Rangers. Now, yes, they'd have to deal with, like, the Megazords and, like, the larger scale combat, but being super real, I don't think that's necessarily a problem, because they could just kind of make a story where nobody has Zords, and the stories don't make sense anyway, or they just make every level twice. I know that certainly is complicated, but they could certainly have special levels where they fight as the various Megazords, and that really wouldn't be much of a problem. It's just that the Megazords would be different characters, and that's fine by me. So that's my first choice, and I will always shout this from the mountaintops: Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Cross Dynasty Warriors. Do it. Just make the game, get it done. Okay, now the next one that Game Informer suggested that I had not really thought about was Final Fantasy Warriors. And I'm not gonna lie, I actually think that's freaking brilliant. There are, again, tons of cool characters, lots of real cool options. We already know what a lot of these characters would do, like what their movesets would be like in this kind of environment because of the Dissidia fighting game. I think this would be, you know, in the Game Informer, they said that Final Fantasy is like a little bit big for that. Dragon Quest is pretty big too. I certainly approve of that. I know that's very not likely to happen. I think Power Rangers is really just two people haven't like crashed into each other in an elevator yet to make that happen. So they suggested Final Fantasy Warriors. I approve of this 100% and would buy this game day one, but I understand. So my next suggestion, and this is going to sound incredibly stupid, but I would absolutely love to play this game. Why not Street Fighter Warriors? Okay. Now, Street Fighter is a 2D fighting game. So this would require creating 3D models of these characters that can fight in three-dimensional space, which is weird, but we can live with it. You know, just make 3D models that can fight in 3D space. These guys are basically superheroes anyway, and just imagine how cool it would be having, like, Ryu and Ken running around fighting all these various folks. You know, like, random foot soldiers or whatever. I mean, we can come up with whatever we need to. Have them get transported to another dimension and fight robots or something. I don't know. Personally, I think Street Fighter Warriors makes total sense. It's absolutely dumb, and I'm 100% in on it. So my next idea, is, I'm gonna figure out how to explain this. So now that I really think about it, those are the three that I have, right? There are plenty more. You know, they talked about, like, Castlevania. They talked about Star Wars. I think Star Wars makes total sense, too. I just think that's obviously a little bit more complicated by nature of the fact that it is a Disney property. But, like, admittedly, like, they already have weird, crazy lightsabers, and they have bad guys to fight. A Star Wars-style Musou game does make total sense. I just don't know how well Star Wars does in Asian markets. That's something that's a complete blind spot to me. So I don't know how likely that would be, but it would certainly be cool. So the other one that hits me occasionally, and I think a lot of this is just because I'm upset that no one has actually made this, like, just a regular fighting game, so maybe I just like to see it in another game just in general, is I really wish someone would do a better job of making a WWE fighting game or character action game that really took advantage of the characters, of the athletes and the superstars and their personalities. NetherRealm made a mobile game that's still around, right? WWE Immortals. And I'm not gonna lie, I played it for a little while and it was super cool and I enjoyed it. Man, did it just make me wish that they just made Injustice / Mortal Kombat, like, made one of those, but just made it a WWE game. So a WWE Immortals, or not Immortals, Musou game would also be really awesome. Just imagine being Stone Cold Steve Austin and fighting, like, a million, like, zombies or something. I think that would be another really cool opportunity. It's just, for whatever reason, in console games, they hesitate to really kind of lean into the characters that these guys are, like, are. Maybe it's just because I want to play as a character in the new day in a Musou game. That's entirely possible. Because who doesn't want to do the Unicorn Stampede? You know, who doesn't want to do the Unicorn Stampede in a video game? So, that's my list. Those are the Musou games I'd love to see. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Reach out to me on Twitter or, you know, hit me up in the Engage Family Gaming community. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So, hope you guys have a great day. I will be back soon. But until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.